Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Real estate is something that everybody has been talking about for a long time, and obviously we know that that's something that's extremely important as far as, you know, building wealth and, you know, bridging the wealth gap and, you know, home equity, and it's a variety. Everybody knows why real estate is good at this point, right? Or can be good. But it's some disturbing times that we're living in. stock market has corrected itself several different times over the last decade. Real estate has never really crashed since 2008. Mm-hmm. Real estate prices continue to go up, right? Even when the economy is slowing down, it has no signs of slowing down, or at least, you know, fully crashing or pulling back. Even though people are not making as much money year over year, right? It's not like people are making tremendously more money. Yep. Inflation is a huge problem. Inflation has been going crazy. Interest rates have been going up. So at a certain point, it becomes hard to justify buying real estate, right? So I want to get your take on. I have my views on this, but I want to let you start the conversation, and then we'll just take it from there.
Yeah. First, thanks for having me on the show, guys. I really appreciate it. I really feel as if, look, I always say the same thing. Don't buy nothing you can't afford, right? And we are in inflationary times right now. It's no denying that the store prices are crazy. Anything you look to buy is high right now. Real estate is one of those things that is going to continue to rise, in my opinion, because of simple supply and demand. Yeah. There's not enough supply out there for even the little bit of demand that's out there right now. And there is still a lot of demand out there in the market, even with interest rates being at 8% right now for a 30-year conventional mortgage. And that's with an excellent credit score of 760, right? So we have this argument, and I saw your post, and the comments is just like, I mean, the comments are going crazy. And everybody's going to always have this debate. Well, should you buy? Should you rent? Well, you got to do something. If you rent, you're paying somebody's mortgage regardless. That's just how I look at it. So if you are going to pay somebody's rent, me personally, I'd rather you pay pay somebody's mortgage. I'd rather you pay your own mortgage and own the house. Now, obviously, you don't want to buy nothing that you can't afford. But if you can't afford it, I still think you should go out there and buy. But just make sure you really focus in more on the deal in today's market, not really focused on too much of the interest rate, but you got to focus on the numbers. You got to focus on the deal. You always got to remember, real estate is, especially a mortgage, you can always refinance a mortgage if you qualify at some point. As very important, Ian, if you qualify, right? Because a refinance is not a guarantee. It's not something that you could just walk into the bank and say, hey, rates are 5% right now, refinance my mortgage. No, you still have to go through a qualification process. But you always have to keep that in your back pocket. Today's 7-8% mortgage rate can easily be 4-5% when that market drops. Now, what I would tell everybody who's watching this, and I'll tell you guys this too, what do you think is going to happen when these rates do drop? A year from now, 2 years from now, what do you think is going to happen? Prices are going to go just like this. They're going to skyrocket. So I think we're in a position right now, in all honesty, if you do not buy something right now while there is less competition in the market with higher interest rates, you could be priced out even worse than you are today in 2 to 3 years from now. So for me, I'm always going to encourage, especially Black and brown people, to go out there and buy real estate because our wealth is trapped in the real estate market.
They say we look like relatives, so I got to ask the question. What do you say to everyone who says you just say that because you're in the real estate industry?
Yeah, I get that all the time too. And I love that, right?
It's a question to be asked.
And it's a fair question, right? Because people say I'm biased because I'm trying to make a commission. Well, guess what, guys? I'll make more money if the market does crash. So me telling you, go out here and buy now, like either which way, it doesn't hurt a true professional like myself, someone who's been in this business for 20 plus years that has a book of business. I know how to make money in any of these type of markets, good market, bad market, left, right. My sole purpose of being on the internet is one, to provide leads for my mortgage business, obviously, but two, to provide information so that way our people don't get screwed over. And a lot of our people over the past 20, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years have been screwed over in the real estate space because no one has ever taught us how to buy homes. So I'm always going to be biased of home ownership, because not just because it's something that I do for a living, it's because I see the benefits as a homeowner of owning your own home. It's nothing better than that.
MG, you talk about 2008. And it's something that you were in the business, right? You were navigating through that. There was a crash. Shadi brought up about that monthly mortgage payment being 52% higher. During that crash at the time, that percentage was 33%. And so we're about 22% higher than that period of time. Is this where we're headed? There's going to be a correction. There's going to be a crash. Obviously, you said you're going to make money either way. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint of the person that was saying, yes, you should buy a home. As interest rates go higher, it becomes much harder to put down this 20% down payment. So it's kind of a dilemma, right? The interest rates are going up. I can't afford to it. So I might have to rent, but there might be a price point where I'm getting priced out in the event that there is a crash. There's a dilemma here that I'm not sure people are going to figure out how to navigate through.
So I'm glad you brought up 2008, and a lot of people like to bring that up, right, and try to compare statistics from that era to today. But you also can't forget that the mortgage industry was completely different than what it was today, right? Yeah. People, if you had a pulse back then, you can get a mortgage. Now you're getting fully underwritten. So it's a different synopsis, right? Then also you got to look at the inventory from 2007, 2008, 2009. At any given one of those years, you had over 10, 11 months of supply on the market. You had 2 to 4 million foreclosures happening every single year, mm-hmm. right? We don't have those type of situations in today's market. So the underlying factors are completely different if you're looking at 2008 housing market compared to 2023 housing market. It's completely different. Now, when you talk about income, people being able, like the inflation times, yeah, this is a completely different story, right? I don't think we've ever been through this at this level in our country where prices have rose this fast just for everything that you're looking to buy, no matter what it is, right? So I guess only time would tell what's really going to happen once that really starts kicking in and really kind of hurting people more than what is hurting them now. But I think, me personally, we're not going to see a huge flux of inventory hit the market because most of the mortgages right now, I think 70% of all mortgages are below 4% interest rate. Those folks are not rushing to sell their property.
They're not going
to
sell.
I was going to say, is that the silver lining in all this, right? I was looking at the statistic. It's 80% of the outstanding U.S. mortgage debt is under 5%.
Under 5%, yep.
So that means that you have a large population of people that have a pretty good mortgage rate, and they just are going to sit there and not do anything.
Yeah, but also look at this too. You have 50%, I think it's like 50% of all mortgages have at least 50% of equity in the property too, right? So now you have low rates, top with most of Americans, majority of them have 50, 40, 30% equity in their homes, and home prices are still going up this year, 2 to 4, 5%, just depending on what the market is. No, we're not going to see 20, 25%. Appreciation year over year, like we've seen during the pandemic years, but appreciation is still appreciation regardless. Yeah. So you have these underlying factors that we didn't have in 2008. Folks didn't have, you know, all of this equity in their homes back in those days. And then again, the most important factor is the qualification of yesterday's borrower compared to today's borrower. Today's borrower is being vetted and being underwritten more thoroughly. There's more rules, there's more regulations to protect the homeowners. There's more modification programs that are out there in today's market that wasn't even in existence until the market crashed, and these programs had to be created to save people from losing their homes. Everybody got to realize the banks are not in the real estate business. They're in the lending business. Mm-hmm. They don't want to own your home. So they're going to do whatever
BlackRock does, though. Their homes. Huh? If we can have an honest conversation.
Yeah, let's be
BlackRock
real.
BlackRock is causing a lot of this inflation and pricing us out of the market. Like, here's an amazing concept. Let me ruin a housing market from 2002 to 2006 with all the ninja loans. The White House has to call me in to fix it. And then all of a sudden, I change all of the modifications. So now I have a better book of buyers. When I say that I want to be the biggest landlord in the world, I can make sure that those loans are favorable as I'm pricing everybody out.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the institutional investors. They're all killing this market right now. Look at, you know, all how they buying properties sight unseen, right? Yeah. Look at the Zillows of the world and all these different corporations that were buying all these single families over the past couple of years. Even before it started really getting a lot of news play, if you look at even 17, 18, 19, the institutional investors have been buying up real estate for a very long time, driving up prices. It's just now when the rates dropped, everybody started really getting, and the pandemic obviously helped everybody's attention. You ain't got nothing to do. You home, right? You're paying attention now. But this is not nothing new, Ian. Like, we all know this. Institutional investors are always going to continue to invest. Their job is to make money, period, point blank. And the housing market is up for grabs. So they're going to continue to invest. And this is why, for me, I don't really see a crash happening. I don't really see, I see a correction still going to happen. Right? Yeah. It's definitely, and every, what goes up has to come down at some point, right?